St. John 12:1. Then 6 days before the Passover. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And they made him a supper. And Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table. Just 6 days before Passover. What a celebration they are having. Can you imagine the joy? Can you imagine the happiness of Mary and Martha and Lazarus' household? It was the best dinner they had ever had, because they had got Lazarus back. He'd been in the grave 4 days. And he's back. He's sitting at the table. And they've got his special guest, Jesus Christ, and all his disciples. Hallelujah. What a feast they were having. What a spirit of festivity was in that house just 6 days before Passover. Amen. I'm preaching for a little while tonight on the week before. The week before. This is running out of gas, Richard. Amen. The week before. Hallelujah. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. That's the second time that's happened. The other time was at Simon's house, remember? All the week before. The room is filled with the aroma of some of the most expensive perfume. Amen. The ointment of spikenard. Hallelujah. That other woman, that unnamed woman that poured that alabaster box on his feet. Amen. That was a wonderful time too. All probably just a week before. Two anointings. Two times the house was filled with the aroma of some of the most expensive of all perfumes. Two times people grumbled because they done it. Simon grumbled because of who done it. Judas grumbled because he wanted the money himself. Amen. And Jesus said, let her alone. Praise God. Let her alone. He cared not for the poor. Judas didn't. Amen. The one which was to betray him just a week before. Praise God. He cared not for the poor, but because he was a thief and had to bag and bear what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. Here, right in the middle of such festivity as you probably will never see in all your life, you talk about celebration. You talk about festivity. And here, this whole room, this whole feast is filled with the reeky aroma of this ointment of spikenard and such gaiety and such laughter and such holy rejoicing. And Jesus says, let her alone. She's anointed me for the burying. Burying? He just raised Lazarus from the dead. We're not worried about burying right now. Amen. Let's celebrate living. Amen. Praise God. But he said, me you have not always. Amen. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. Well, wouldn't you? They filled the yard, everybody else's yard. What a crowd. Amen. What interest. What revival. What awakening. Well, wouldn't you be excited? Yes. Yes, you would. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to kill him again. Put him to death so he'd die again. We can't stand this popularity. We can't stand this move of God. We can't stand this success. We can't stand this glory. We can't stand this festivity. Look at him. He's eclipsing us. He's leaving us standing in the dark. I mean, if I'd have been them, I'd have got on the bandwagon. If I'd have been them, I think I'd have jumped right on the bandwagon too. Amen. Matter of fact, probably some did. Amen. Because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Amen. This is not any good either, Randy. The next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, many took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna! 5 days before Passover. 5 days before Jesus was going to die. Amen. 5 days. Amen. This is one of two triumphal entries he had. In Matthew, they put their clothes on that donkey and her foal both. And amen. And he come marching into town. Had a triumphal entry. Here, he's riding the colt. Amen. I don't know whether this is the last one or the first one. Amen. But this one's happening 5 days. Amen. All we traditionally believe, you know, that he just had one triumphal entry, and that's all there was to it. Just one anointing, that's all there was to it. But folks, we don't even get the whole story of the celebration with what little Bible we've got. Did you know John said that if all that he did was written, the world itself couldn't contain the books? Man, they had packed a lot into this week. Man, they had packed so much merriment, so much celebration, so much rejoicing, and rightly so. Because one time when they rebuked them because they was making so much racket about Jesus coming in Jerusalem, Jesus said, if these hold their peace, the rocks will cry out. It was time to shout. It was time to cry Hosanna. Amen. But in all that merriment, in all that victory, Jesus never one time lost sight of his destiny, which was death. Amen. These things understood not the disciples. 16th verse at first. But when Jesus was glorified, talking about glorification, then remembered they these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised from the dead, bear record. For this cause people also met him, for they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world has gone after him." The devil's crowd bore witness themselves. What a great, exciting move of God and revival and interest and enthusiasm and celebration was going on that. They said the world's gone after him. The week before. Amen. 23rd verse. Greeks have come to worship the East. They say we would see Jesus. Amen. Jesus answered them saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Amen. Just a few days before. "Verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground, die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I into the world." Yonder loomed the spectacle of Golgotha. Amen. And then he said something, four words. "Father, glorify thy name." And then something else happened just a few days before Calvary. "Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And the people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him." Man, what if you'd have been there, Randy Jones? What would you have said? What if you'd have been there, Shane Whitaker? What would you have said? Amen. Some of those disciples, I think, understood the words of God. Amen. John seems to have understood it. I think maybe he did, mostly. Peter understood it. He said it was from the Father later on. I don't know whether he understood it right then or not. Later on he did. Father spoke. Oh, you talk about a week. What if all of a sudden the roof would vibrate at the old Highway of Holiness Church and God would speak. Glory to God. And say, I've done it and I'll do it again. Maybe he's already spoken this week. Amen. Maybe he spoke through Paul Blanton and those other preachers last night. When Paul Blanton and the Anointing Spirit said, I'll be back. We'll be back. Glory. Woo! Glory to God. Maybe he was talking about Alma, Brother Hutchins. Maybe God was speaking to us, praise God, about some that have left our midst and left vacant seats that some of you never have got over it. But they'll be back. Amen. Then Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Some of them understood it. He wanted them to hear it. Hallelujah. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. What's he talking about? The cross. Calvary. All that celebration. God speaking. Second triumphal entry. Second anointing. Lazarus alive. Mary pouring on her ointment. Martha serving. Oh, glory to God. What a golden hour that was. But not for a minute did Jesus let it alter his destiny. Amen. Hallelujah. If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Translation, my margin for lifted up, crucified. This, he said, signifying what death he should die. Amen. People answered him, we've heard how the law, how that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, yet a little while is the light with you. He's with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whether he goeth, whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. Amen. Previews of things to come. Pretty soon, he's going away. Pretty soon, he's going to be crucified. Pretty soon, he's going to rise again from the dead. Pretty soon, he's going to leave for a long time. And so now they get a preview. He hideth himself from them. Amen. Well, where's God anyway? He's hiding. He's still around. He never went very far. He never left, as a matter of fact. He just hiding. He hides in your trouble. He hides in your distress. He hides behind the pain. Amen. And you say, where's God? He's just hiding. He'll be out after a while. He always does. Right on time. Praise God. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Lord, who believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Pray tell me. What greater miracles could he do than has happened the week before? How about it? Amen. You ready to get saved? You've seen all these things. You've heard that thunder of God's voice from heaven. You've heard about Lazarus and even seen him raised from the dead. How about it? Are you ready to get saved? Are you ready to change your life? No. After all that, some of them were ready to crucify him and would join the crowd that shouts, crucify him. Amen. Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he had blinded their eyes, hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes or understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. Amen. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, in other words, in spite of all that God has done, Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, amen, also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. They were cowards. Amen. Brother Burkett says nowadays the problem is there's cowards behind the pulpit. The problem is worse today because there's more cowards than there are brave soldiers for Jesus. Amen. They're afraid they'll lose their job. Well, glory to God, lose it with the mess. Amen. Hallelujah. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. All the week before. You'd think enough has happened that they'd be changed. You'd think enough has happened that they'd be transformed. Pray tell me what more could happen than what's happened. Lazarus been raised from the dead. Anointings. Triumphal entry. Great excitement. Jerusalem in a holy, happy uproar. Crying, Hosanna in the highest, the King cometh lowly and setting upon a colt the foal of the ass. Amen. Happened twice. Amen. Great things happening. And then, while he's praying, and while he's agonizing a little bit here, even before Gethsemane, God speaks. The voice of God is heard. Amen. You say, if I could just see something, I'd believe. Or, we need to see more. I'll tell you, the Bible said, blessed are they that believe when they see. But more blessed are they that believe that have not seen. Amen. Don't take it personal unless it fits. The reason you can't see already is because your eyes are blinded. It's going out across the world. There's a lot of people, amen, they're looking for a cop-out. If I could just see more. Amen. I've never seen anybody raised from the dead. But I don't have to. I know it's a reality. I've never raised anybody from the dead. I've never shook hands with any preacher that raised anybody from the dead. Amen. I don't have to believe in it. I don't have to believe it's going to happen. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. All these negatives this week that Jesus seems to weave into his very conversation, into everything he does, points to resurrection glory. Amen. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. He that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come the light of the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man will hear my word and believe not, any man hear my word, believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, him, he hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father. He that sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father has said unto me, so I speak. The preaching of the week before. Amen. Celebration. Supper. Lazarus is there. Praise God. But then there hangs a cloud over that victory. Amen. The things that Mary didn't know when she poured that oil upon his feet. Amen. But Jesus said, she's anointed my body for the burying. The shouts of the children and the people, Hosanna, as he comes marching into Jerusalem, at least a couple times we have record of in the scripture. Amen. But J. Vernon McGee said that he didn't call it the triumphal entry. Incidentally, the Bible doesn't either, but amen, we do. He said he calls it the triumphal exit. Just a different way of looking at the week before. In the midst of it all, Jesus said, I'm leaving. He had an appointment with Calvary. He had an appointment with death. He spoke of his glory and his glorification and asked for God to glorify him. And God said, I have the will. Amen. But before glory comes death, he had an appointment to die for you and I. Why? Because he had to go down into death and pull its stinger out. Take his handcuffs away from him. Amen. Take the bars off his prison house. Glory to God. Break a lock on his door. Ha ha ha. Woo! Amen. And leave death weak and pitiful, praise God, and conquer death. Amen. So that when our time comes, we won't have to fear death. You see, we have appointment too. Hebrews 9:10-27 says, it is appointed unto man once to die. But did you ever see the beat? People act like they're just going to live forever. On and on and on and on. No, we're not. Not if Jesus tarries. We're going to the graveyard. Amen. Laying down. In a coffin, probably. Amen. Oh, the Bible says concerning the greatest men that lived the longest in the world, said these all died. Amen. All of them died. Methuselah lived 969 years. Longest record of anybody living on the earth. There's some still living, but they're not living on the earth. God snatched them out to heaven. Elijah and Enoch, amen, they took a shortcut, went to heaven early, amen. But could I say tonight, in all honesty, they still have an appointment to keep with death. Their full glory will not be realized until their dead bodies lay in the streets of Jerusalem for 3 days. And boy, what a celebration they're going to have. I read in the paper how that one of the public broadcasting stations apologized for what this man said about Christianity, how that he made the statement how that they claim that several million of them is going to be caught out of this world. And he said, quote, maybe not a direct quote, but pretty close. He said, and the world will be better off without them. He said he apologized for that. For using the language that he used, but not for what he said. He still believed the world will be better off without them. Said that on National Public Radio. NPR. Amen. Read that in the paper today. Amen. I'll tell you what, that old boy's going to die too. And he's going to long for one of those poor Christians to dip their finger in water and cool his parching tongue. Amen. Amen. Enoch and Elijah still got an appointment. Praise God. Sometimes we act like we're going to live forever. Amen. But sometimes when I have an appointment, they call me a few days before. And they say, this is to remind you that your appointment is Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Amen. Have you got any calls lately? Amen. Oh, yeah, that headache. That prolonged lung ailment, that pneumonia, amen. That flu, that abdominal pain, amen. That's your phone ringing. Did you know it? This is to remind you that you've got an appointment, amen. And you're not going to necessarily get by without suffering some. I say necessarily. Amen. How many has done any suffering in your lifetime? You done any suffering? Hold up your hand. You done it? You had any pain? Had any sickness? Amen. Done any suffering? Well, we don't like to suffer, do we? That's why we reach for the pill bottle to alleviate our suffering. To do the best we can to get rid of our suffering. Amen. And that's why righteous and holy and godly men turn their face to the wall. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. And God heard the cry of Hezekiah as he turned his face to the wall. And the prophet had said, gave him a double-barreled dose of death. He said, you're going to die and not live. Amen. And Hezekiah prayed. And God said, I'll give you 15 more years. Amen. He said, just name the sign you want. If you want the sun to go forward 10 degrees, I'll send it forward. If you want it to go backward 10 degrees, I'll send it backwards. Amen. He said, it's already going forward. That wouldn't be much. I like to see it go back. And what a mighty sign Hezekiah got. The sun went backwards. Amen. 10 degrees. Glory to God. On Hezekiah's sundial. Man. Amen. And God told Isaiah to make a poultice of figs and put it on his boil, and he did. And you know what? Oh, Hezekiah was glad to get it. He'd suffered long enough. Amen. And so he put that poultice of figs on his boil, and Hezekiah got well. God healed him. Hallelujah. And he got 15 more years. But I remind you that 15 years has been some 4,000 years gone. He's been in eternity. 3,000, I don't know, I haven't figured it up, 3,500. Amen, somewhere along that time. Amen. He died. Finally. After the 15 years was up. Amen. I heard where a 105-year-old man and about a 90-year-old woman got married the other day in a rest home. You hear about that? Amen. And they marched down the aisle together. Amen. And the caption said, you don't get too old to fall in love. Amen. Oh, you think that 105-year-old man never going to die? Yeah, he's going to die. companionship while he lives. Amen. Even if it is in the old folks' home. Amen. So he got married. Amen. And I don't know. I guess he lived happily ever after as long as he lived. But you're only going to be here long enough just to get ready to die. If Jesus tarries, you have an appointment. You are not going to be here forever. And tell me, what will the things that matter so much tonight matter when we cross that great divide? Amen. What will the things we argue about and fuss about so much tonight matter when we face the judgment seat of Christ? We can afford to suffer a little bit, take a few losses, amen, rather than get bitter, amen. Oh, yes. We can afford to take wrong for a little while rather than get bitter and backslide, amen. Mark and Tria is moving this weekend. That's the reason they couldn't come to church. Pray they don't backslide while they're moving, amen. I always tell folks to pray for folks that's moving so they won't backslide while they're moving. Amen. That's a traumatic task, moving and changing location and relocating and deciding what to keep and what to throw away, especially if you're moving 600 miles away and you got to pay a moving van to move a bunch of junk. Amen. I've done that a few times. But I want to tell you tonight in closing, we're all moving. We have a little heaven to go to heaven in. But before we get there, there may be some of us, if Jesus tarries, that's going to walk that lonesome valley. And we're going to walk it by ourselves. And nobody here can walk it for you. You're going to walk it by yourself. Stand with me. Amen. Father, sometimes the path to glory goes through the grave. And Lord, help us to be ready. You said you'd make all our bed. You'd not forsake us, nor leave us. Lord, above all, you made a provision by your own death that we might live forever. Beyond the grave, beyond pain, beyond sickness, beyond that final trying hour. Glory to God, you promised us a resting place where the streets are pure gold, where people don't die forevermore. People don't cry because you wipe all the tears from their eyes. Help us, everyone, tonight to be ready against that hour. For we don't know when our time's coming. We don't know. Oh, God, sometimes we don't have the least premonition of the day and hour. Sometimes it comes suddenly without at least any more warnings, though we've got several phone calls. This old body has it said, your appointment is coming. Your appointment is coming. Your appointment is coming. Are you ready for it? Don't let anything keep you from trusting Jesus. Don't let anybody keep you from trusting Jesus. Don't let what you think about anybody keep you from trusting Jesus. Don't let what you think about anything keep you from trusting Jesus. Believe on Jesus Christ tonight and be saved. Oh, Father, I pray it be so in Jesus' name. Amen. All these things the week before death, week before resurrection. Lord, there may be some here tonight that don't even have a week. I pray, God, that all of us will be ready. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.